Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And Rob, this has been a topic that even if you're a business owner or not, you're talking about this at some point. It's hit a dinner conversation, a water cooler conversation, or you're just commenting on online for something, but it's all about Alberta Pension Plan.
Taxi cab confessions.
Oh yeah. How many taxi cab drivers are talking about this too? That's how important it is. And of course, we want to get some insight from a business perspective, but also what corporate Alberta is thinking about this as well. Deborah Yedlin is the president and CEO of Calgary Chamber of Commerce. Deborah, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's go with the first part. You've expressed some caution when talking about Alberta leaving the Canadian pension system. Why is that?
Well, I think there's so many factors that have to be considered in this kind of situation. And let's start with the fact that, you know, the CPPIB has provided stable and steady returns for Canadians and Albertans since it was restructured in the late 1990s. It has a governance structure that's ironclad that ensures that it is not used as a piggy bank for any pet projects by the government. And its governance and performance is viewed as stellar around the world. So we have something really good going. And so let's start with that fact. And then there's all the uncertainty that comes with looking to withdraw from the pension plan. You know, what are the dollars that really will be contributed into an Alberta pension plan? I think that's something that we have to address. The second thing is, as a smaller fund, you have trouble generating the kinds of returns that the CPPIB has been able to generate. You also have trouble in terms of competing with other investment opportunities because you can't come in with size relative to the other big pools of capital. So that risk pooling is really important. The ability to make those investments in size is really important. And we also look at it from a labor mobility perspective. What does that look like? And how does that constrain labor mobility into and out of Alberta? What does it mean for the rest of the country? I think there are a lot of questions that need to be answered.
I know many Albertans have expressed not thinking that this is a good idea. Do you think a referendum is needed on this topic?
Well, generally speaking, I think the referendum could be a very divisive road to take because it's going to be a very polarized conversation. But I think, you know, at the end of the day, governments are elected to make decisions, and that's what we elect them to do. To have a referendum on something like this, which is so complicated, even if you do try and distill it in a way that is that people can understand what it actually means, I'm not sure you actually ever get there. And so we elect government to make policy decisions, to enact legislation that is beneficial for their citizens. And I think that's what we need to keep in mind.
What are the concerns of your members or of business owners in the city, in the province, when it comes to this type of uncertainty? You know, so there's been arguments that, you know, it'll be cheaper for business owners. There's arguments that, you know, there's going to be more risk to the business owner because now they're going to deal with potentially two different systems. When you're hearing from business owners, what are they saying?
Well, what we're hearing is, A, it's going to be complicated. B, what is it going to cost Alberta taxpayers to actually step this up? Hmm. C, if you are a company that has operations across the country, how cumbersome is that going to be for you having to deal with the extra administrative costs associated with another plan? And by the way, that is actually something that Quebec businesses have to deal with. And so let's keep that in mind as well. The other thing is the uncertainty surrounding the size of the premiums. Right now, everybody says, well, you know, demographics are on our side. Well, there's no assurance it's going to stay that way. But more importantly, let's just think about it from a very interesting perspective. Alberta's had 184,000 people come into the province in the last 12 months. That means if you have a pension plan, your liabilities have just gone up by 184,000 people, but your assets have not. And so how do you meet those obligations going forward? From a business perspective connected to that, the businesses all of a sudden say, okay, so I have all these people that are new into the province. My premiums are not necessarily predictable or stable because that, you know, your liabilities have gone up, your assets haven't. What does that look like? How do you fund those liabilities going forward? Well, one of the ways you do that is A, you have returns, hopefully they're good enough, but B, you increase premiums. And so there's no certainty in terms of what that premium contribution curve is going to look like over time.
Why do you think the provincial government wants to do this? What's in it for the province of Alberta that has brought them to this attention when there's so many other things that we could be dealing with? You and I have had conversations about affordability. You and I have had conversations about portability of trade and your licensing to go from province to province. There's a whole bunch of things that can be addressed and figured out. Why do you think the province picked now for the pension plan to be discussed?
Well, it was something that was part of the campaign platform, and the government's going to follow through with what was part of their election platform. I think, you know, you hit on something so important. We have so many other issues that we have to deal with, whether it is housing affordability, whether it is affordability writ large, making sure that we can upskill, reskill, and retrain people who do come to this province. The labor mobility issue is one that we hear every day. I can't get enough people. I can't get enough qualified people. And if, you know, when you think about it, let's think about the fact that we as a province have relied on flying in and out of people from primarily the Maritimes to work in the oil sands up in Fort McMurray. What happens with pension? What does that, you know, how does that affect them? How does that affect the companies mm-hmm. they're working for? What does that look like? I think, you know, we respect the government's right to look at this more closely, and it sort of stems from some, you know, political posturing back in the early 2000s for sure. But I think that it's a very complicated process, and it's going to cause a lot of uncertainty and unease. And obviously, you know, the government's taking the road to consult with Albertans, and we'll see what those consultations surface. There's obviously also a very robust advertising campaign, but I think it's more than an advertising campaign. This is a very complicated issue that the impact of which needs to be very carefully considered.
And this is a topic we can't solve today, but it's going to be a long process through all this if it continues. We want to thank you so much for joining us, Deborah.
Thanks for having me today.
We've been joined by Deborah Yedlin. She's the president and CEO of the Calgary Chamber of Commerce. You know, Rob, there is going to be issues like this that are popping up. I think people are going to make emotive decisions. Mm-hmm. Should I take my Canadian pension plan early? It won't be around, this and that. Everybody needs to take a step back and just wait a minute. Nothing is law yet.
Right.
And so there's a long process before this becomes law. And my fear is that some people will take on an emotive decision that could impact them financially over the long term.
Yeah.
You know, like Deborah was talking about, there's, you know, if you're in multiple provinces and so forth, people might think the CPP is not going to exist for Albertans if this happens. Like, people are having all these different thoughts.
They need to take it now. Yeah.
Step back, look at the facts, get proper advice, because making these types of decisions can impact your financial future, regardless of if you're a business owner or a person transitioning to your living in retirement. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about how all these pension plans work, how they impact your finances, and how to make sure you've got income from your savings at our upcoming seminar on November the 7th.
You got it. Join us Tuesday. This will be November 7th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Now, when you look at the issues that come up, when you talk about pensions, CPP, old age security, those are your guaranteed sources of income, you can call it. Most Canadians have a gap between what they need to spend and what they mm-hmm. need, what they get from their guaranteed sources of income. And they rely on their savings to reach that. Now, that gap, how do you invest it? How do you protect it? How do you hedge against inflation? How do you handle all those issues? That's going to be on the big up and coming conversation we're going to have at this seminar. You do need to register. So don't forget, like Rob said, go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay. When you look at what's happening in the markets, when you look at over the last 30 months, if you invested 30 months ago to now, no gain. Nothing. You haven't seen a much of a growth in people's portfolio. They're frustrated. They're looking for alternative investments or ideas to get out of the market because they're concerned that they're not going to continue to grow. hit pause right now. Come back after the break, because we're going to dissect what you need to do when you're investing for the future. And thank you. This is going to be fun. I'm really excited to talk to you about this, Rob. So join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.